This brings us to the next part of our show, Prop 4, Perfect Record. Every politician has to get their start somewhere. Winning or losing an election early in your career can make or break your political ambitions. Our next story is about one such political upstart. Former storytelling producer Micah Craddy tells the story of his career as a high school politician.
It started in seventh grade. Election season had arrived at East Middle School, and I decided to take a shot at the levers of power. I wasn't popular enough to run for president, but my friends were popular enough that I had a fair shot at treasurer. Besides, what's the point of being known as the smart kid if you can't get the one geek job on student council? My election strategy was to give a funny speech over the PA system during the morning announcements, along with all of the other would-be politicians. I say funny because that was the plan for my speech, not what actually happened. Even though my entire speech was under a minute, I repressed most of it, except for these lines. Money. It's funny. It's kind of like honey. If you eat a lot of it, it'll hurt your tummy. Yeah, I know. I repressed the wrong part of the speech. My thinking was threefold. Make them laugh, make it rhyme, and say the word money. Hey, one for three ain't bad. Needless to say, I lost the election. I had an excuse, though. I was in seventh grade, and the election was won by an eighth grader. But I lost that excuse the following year, when I again ran for treasurer, and I was again beaten by a girl. But this one was a year younger than me. By now, I was getting desperate, so I found the one election I knew I couldn't lose. Again, it was for treasurer, so I had the nerd thing going for me. But this was for treasurer of the Bible Club. The Bible Club. How could I lose? I'd been in it for 3 years. I knew the most about the Bible, and I had an ace in the hole. My dad was a pastor. A pastor. How could they deny God's will? How could I lose? Chris Gutierrez. That's how. Again, I lost to someone a year younger than me, but hey, it was a guy this time, so that was a refreshing change of pace. After my past debacles, I didn't even bother with the speech this time. I just got up, cracked a joke, and assumed everyone would follow the party line. After all, I was obviously Jesus' candidate. But then Chris had to stand up with his little piece of notebook paper, all full of piety and humility, and tell everyone he wanted to serve God with his whole heart. After that, I didn't run for office for a while. Luckily, my latest loss coincided with the onset of my teenage disdain for student government. After all, they're just the lackeys of the administration, a pretty face on the corrupt, totalitarian regime imposed on us by those above the age of majority. Power to the little people. My self-imposed exile from politics ended the summer after my junior year of high school. Along with two other guys from my school, I was selected to attend California Boys State. Boys State is a program run by the American Legion, where about 1,000 guys of the same age from all over the state converge on a college campus for a week of lectures in mock government. The basic premise is to, over the course of the week, form a state government, from city elections up to the governor's office. By doing this, we are supposed to be instilled with a sense of civic duty. Well, it was a nice idea. Let's see, there was the near race riot at the talent show, where one conference attendee had to be escorted off campus by the police for his own safety. There was the casino, opened by the kid who had his parents fax up documentation that he was Native American. And there was, of course, the constant fixation on the only thing more conspicuously absent than a sense of civic duty. Women. By the third day, some helpful student had labeled the girl in the Axe body spray advertisement in the cafeteria with a post-it note. Nadia quickly became the most popular person on campus. During one particularly rousing lecture on the necessity of sacrifice, a college co-ed happened to walk by. The ovation she received was louder than Kennedy in Berlin. Ich bin ein Woman. Then one morning, the counselor from my hall gathered us for our daily meeting. "Gentlemen, I have an announcement," he said, with a grave face. "Last night, I got laid." On top of all the usual shenanigans were the political shenanigans. Since this was an imaginary society, it ran by imaginary rules. Death squads roamed the campus with pretend guns made from cardboard tubing. They would assassinate political rivals, and if the county coroner happened to be one of their allies, the dead were supposed to stay dead. I had to run for some office, so I tried to pick the easiest one, the state Supreme Court. There were 7 slots on the court, so I could be the 6th loser and still get elected. In the past, I'd only been 2nd or 3rd loser at the worst, so I was pretty confident I could get a spot. But how would I get elected? What words would overcome the apathy of my hormonally imbalanced peers? Well, really, what words would just make them remember my name? I came up with a plan that coupled epic courage with audience participation. Together, a groundswell would sweep me to an appointment on the most prestigious fake court in the state. On the day we were to deliver speeches, all the candidates for Supreme Court sat in rows of folding chairs in front of the other students, who were reclining on the grass. When my time came, I strode to the podium, full of an overwhelming sense of terror. "Please, oh please, God," I prayed, "do not let this blow up in my face." I started into my speech, which was pretty standard. I tried to be engaging, and I repeated my name as much as was humanly possible. I, Micah Craddy, believe in freedom for all Micah Craddies in the great land of Micah Craddy, patriotism, Micah Craddy, or something like that. But then at the end, I enacted my secret plan. I began to sing, without any music, "I'm Proud to Be an American," to an audience of several hundred teenage boys. Phase 1 had begun. Now time for phase 2, where my friends in the audience would stand up and join in, leading the entire audience to leap to their feet and join me in patriotic electoral harmony. Except, they weren't standing up. No one was standing up. No one was even singing. Except for me, of course. I was singing. This was not a dream, and I was definitely singing. "Oh God," I prayed. "Why me? I didn't want much. Just to be loved by the masses and have them prove their love with a ballot." I knew I was failing, and failing in the worst way, publicly, but I kept singing. I finished up my song, I Micah Craddied one more time, and then I parked myself in the metal folding chair of disaster. You probably don't need me to tell you what happened next, but I will. I lost. I lost badly. Forget top 7, I don't even think I cracked the top 17. But really, could you blame me? There were 2 guys running with the last name Wang, and one was a lot bigger. His slogan was, "Vote for the big, well, you get the idea." Of course, he got elected, as did the smaller boy named Wang. How was I supposed to compete with that? My last name is Craddy, and yeah, you can mess with the letters to make other words, but none of them are flattering. Believe me, I know, I went to elementary school. But seriously, what was wrong with me? I had lost every single election I'd participated in, and 3 of them were for middle school treasurer, for goodness sakes. That's like the Children's Rec Soccer League of elections. Everyone's supposed to win. It wasn't that pathetic. Odds were I should win something sometime, if just by accident. But then I thought back to all the elections I'd ever participated in, and found a common thread. That is, a common thread besides all the losing. I had never campaigned. Sure, I had given speeches, but I'd never made a single poster, kissed a single baby. I had never even asked my own friends to vote for me. I couldn't. It was embarrassing. I'm way more self-conscious than the average bear, and campaigning is the most narcissistic of all actions. That's not a combination that's conducive to victory. I could give a speech, because that was performance, on a stage, to an audience. But person to person? Asking someone to vote for me? What if they didn't want to? Would they tell me that? Would they lie to me? Neither option was appealing. I haven't participated in an election since then, and I don't plan on it in the future, at least until I turn 35 and make my run for the White House. Maybe. I just can't do the necessary campaigning. Now, there is one last option. Maybe I just give horrible speeches. But really, I don't. Okay, I did in middle school, but not after that. Remember that singing debacle at Boys State? When I went to sit down afterwards, the guy next to me leaned over and said, "You got huge balls, dude." I got that all over. You were the guy that sang? That took guts, man. It might not have caused them to vote for me, or even remember my name, Micah Crady, but I did earn their respect. Which really wasn't nearly as good, but I'll take it.
Alumni producer Micah Crady graduated in the class of 2008 and currently writes for Outside Magazine.